Hi everyone, welcome to Module 4, and we're going to discuss the variable dose concept again. And in this one, we're going to talk about intensity change. In addition to adding upper body exercises, we're going to go over the second variable dose concept, intensity change. Now the intensity change basically refers to changing up the intensity level of the exercise while you are doing it. With pivotal machines, the intensity level is dictated by where your feet are placed. The closer your feet, the less intensity of exercise. The further out you go, the more intense the exercise. This concept is meant for everyone from beginners to the athletic clients. Beginners will start to learn how to position their feet wider during the exercise session, while the athletic clients here will be able to move their feet positions in. The goal is not to make the exercise, as we say, quote-unquote, harder. The goal is to give your body different exercise intensities than what you've been used to. So it's kind of backwards when we tell somebody who's more athletic and are trying to do the most hardest exercise and say, you know what, move those feet in and change up the intensity level to something a little bit lower. Remember that the whole key is changing things up. The goal is to give your body different exercise intensities than what you've been used to. This concept can be used in several different ways. Which direction you want to go is dependent on you. That's the best part of our modules. We can give you the tools, but you'll need to customize it to fit yourself. Now, some of the ways we can do it, as you can see here, is shift positions during the course of the exercise session. For example, if you're going to do 1 minute of standing, you can start to shift your feet outwards during that 1 minute. 10 seconds, keep your feet close. 10 seconds, keep your feet about shoulder width apart. 10 seconds, shift your feet wide. Then 10 seconds back to shoulder, and then 10 seconds back to close. You can also shift your feet position on every other exercise. For example, you can go to a squat during your first set at 30 seconds with your feet close. When you come back to that squat exercise again, do it again for 30 seconds, but with your feet shoulder width apart, and then come back to it again and do it with your feet wide. Also, you can keep your feet in one position during the entire exercise session, but change the intensity on different training days. For example, feet close with all exercises on Monday, shoulder width apart on Wednesday, and your feet wide on Friday. We even recommend doing it with your feet position in one position all the first week, first 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then changing it up after that. So as you guys can see, it's really about changing it up based upon how you want to do it. There's no right and there's no wrong way. The big thing is change things up, change the intensity level up. And from this, you should start seeing some better results.